Another big pro-Palestinian protest on a college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's at Yale University this morning. Hundreds of students angry over Israel's war in Gaza, demonstrating in New Haven, Connecticut. Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
Cops arriving at the school, blocking off entrances to a plaza at the New Haven campus. Here's that police officer warning protesters they will be arrested if they don't clear out.
No one will stop you from leaving. If you do not leave, you will be arrested. We will give you time to leave.
The editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press was covering the protest when she was suddenly surrounded by demonstrators. She told the New York Post she was stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag.
Now, the anti-Israeli anger is still simmering at Columbia University days after New York City police broke up an encampment, making more than 100 arrests. The university's president said all classes will be virtual today, trying to de-escalate the situation. Andrew Parker Stein is a Columbia student and just told Fox he no longer feels safe.
I promised myself after Saturday night, after our group was attacked by a mob of pro-Hamas supporters, that I'm not stepping on campus while this is happening, and I don't know what that means for finals. I don't know what that means for the rest of the semester.
Now, the Jewish holiday of Passover starts today. President Biden put out a statement saying we must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism. Former President Trump's on his way to New York court for the start of his first criminal trial this morning.
We will hear the case against Donald Trump today. And we will hear the case for him as opening arguments begin in this historic and sensational trial.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse.
The former president, when he arrives or leaves, he makes statements. Today we expect no difference. He will likely continue to harshly attack this case.
He's charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. The search continues in Chicago for a cop killer. Whoever shot Officer Luis Suesca on his way home from his shift early yesterday morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage at some U.S. college campuses, the head of Israeli intelligence has resigned for the failure to prevent what Major General Aaron Oliva calls a black day, the deadly Hamas terror attack that triggered the war in Gaza. He says he'll carry the horrible pain of the war with him forever. The U.S. is getting ready to send more military aid to Israel and Taiwan, and $61 billion worth of long-delayed support to Ukraine to help battle Russia's invasion. The House approved it over the weekend, to the dismay of some Republicans who oppose additional Ukraine funding and are angry the House Speaker allowed the vote.
The Senate will vote this week on a $95 billion foreign aid and national security package, sending assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Some Republicans have been furious with House Speaker Mike Johnson and are calling for him to resign. Indiana's Victoria Spartz isn't one of them, but also isn't holding back her opinion of the Speaker.
I think he's doing a terrible job.
Much of the frustration comes from the price tag and the lack of southern border security measures in the bill, but allies of the Speaker are firing back. Kentucky's Andy Barr accusing hardliners of preventing border security from being attached because of their refusal to support Ukraine aid. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
That foreign aid bill also includes a revised TikTok provision that could lead to the social media app being banned in the U.S. if TikTok does not cut ties with its Chinese parent company ByteDance. On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell this hour. A bad boy of rock and roll going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm going!
And joining Ozzy Osbourne in the Hall of Fame for rock and roll, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Jimmy Buffett, along with also some non-rock performers like Kool and the Gang, A Tribe Called West, Mary J. Blige, Dionne Warwick, and Cher. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, more than 80 years after the attack on Pearl Harbor, a sailor killed in the attack, being later arrested in his hometown of Arcola. Charles Brown, one of 2,400 Americans killed in the attack that led the U.S. to formally enter World War II. When his remains were uncovered, the Navy could not positively identify them. As a result, he was buried as an unknown in Hawaii. Ratings for four tornadoes spawned by last week's storms have been released. Twister's touchdown in Latham, Warrensburg, Forsyth, and Macoupin County. Latham tornado rated an EFO was sighted touching down across a half mile southwest of Latham. Warrensburg's tornado was an EF1. Illinois House unanimously passed a plan Friday to require insurance coverage for prescribed at-home pregnancy tests. Illinoisans with health insurance could have coverage for at least two urine-based pregnancy tests per month. Sponsors work to ensure Medicaid patients would have coverage for medically necessary pregnancy tests as well. And that's your check of what's happening on your Monday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Very much, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Our meteorologist, Greg Soya. Nice and cool this morning, my friend. And beautiful sunshine emitting out of downtown Philo in central Illinois this morning. Mm-hmm. What are we, 41?
Yeah.
41 or so right
now.
Yeah, we're
a little bit north of 40 in most areas after having bottomed out in the low to mid 30s this morning. Yes.
We are looking forward to the Illinois Marathon. That's this weekend. And right now we're hoping the rain happens Friday, not Saturday, and earlier Friday, because we have the 5-10K.
The 5K.
Friday night. Yeah.
Yep. And Mile Run, I believe, is on Thursday. And both of those are at 7:30 in the evening.
And Gracie's running the marathon Saturday morning.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good.
I think the weather looks pretty decent. I think we're just watching that system you said might come.
Yeah, there's one that's getting wound up on the plains here over the course of the middle and late parts of the week. It will really not make a move across our part of the Corn Belt until sometime early next week. But it'll send those little disturbances ahead of it. And as we had talked about, these widespread big moisture makers will be winding on down, but impulses that would continue from time to time to generate some rainfall. We'll see just that around here if you have whether the marathon activities in mind or trying to get out more in the backyard and even the back 40 with some planting operations. We're still a bit wet, too wet in some Ohio areas, Indiana and Michigan, relatively even keeled around here. We bottomed out between about 33 and 35 this morning. One more frost here in spots by the time we get to maybe Thursday morning, and then onwards and upwards we go on temperatures, of which we're doing just that here currently, generally in the upper 30s and lower 40s across the area. Later on today, up to about 62 with sunshine, lots of it, increasing south-southwesterly wind next to cold front upstream. It'll arrive late night tonight, well after midnight, with a shower chance down to 47 tomorrow. And clouds, a couple of showers around, quarter-inch stuff, we think, with a high temperature tomorrow at about 59. 38 here tomorrow night, and a struggle to about 57, almost 10 shy of normal, but despite sunshine, a chilly day with a northwest breeze for the day on Wednesday. Thursday morning, about 35, 36, some frost scraping later in the day, up to 62 again, then warm-up going for the weekend. Much of next week as well, close to 70 on Saturday. Some morning and afternoon showers around, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday. We'll get close to 80 and then highs well into the 70s. And still some lingering scattered activity Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, buddy, thank you very much. ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It is April 22nd, official Earth Day. Happy to welcome to the program Nick Neonakis. I say that right, Nick?
You did. Good morning.
Thank you. He heads up the Franchise Consulting Company and the Great American Franchise Expo, the author of the Franchise MBA. Nick has been in franchising for 22 years, works with hundreds of franchise companies around the world, including food. So I'm paying more for drive-thru, obviously. I'm paying more for all the stuff that used to be a dollar. Do I have a percentage increase in the last decade, Nick, of how that's changed?
Approximately 100% across the board. It's doubled in the last decade.
So my Big Mac deal that was $6, it could be $12. So something like that.
Or more if you're flying through O'Hare.
Yep, that's
well,
true.
There's that. Mm-hmm. It's just life in the inflationary times. I mean, it's unbelievable. You go out to something you think isn't going to cost much for four of you. It'll be, what, $80 pretty easily. Tax tip. I was at a place, and this is kind of new, and we've talked about that too. And this, you know, kind of a quick place to eat. And I'm picking the food up, and he's 2 feet from my face and saying, would you like to tip?
Right.
What Dang, Nick, yeah. What the heck?
I tell you, I've had more complaints about that. It's such a contentious issue. You know, you get a dollar cup of coffee, and somebody wants you to tip them a dollar or two just for doing their job.
Mm-hmm. Before we're done, let me know where you're buying dollar coffee.
Yeah, I'll take that deal for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know what you do. You're going to shell it out somewhere. So mm-hmm. You either go to the grocery store and shell it out more, make your own, might get a little better buck. But otherwise, life's high, and it's working that way. As far as franchises go, do you have a top five list of the best franchises to look into if a guy wanted to get into franchising?
You know, it depends what category. Food concepts, what I'm seeing is people are moving from fast food, traditional fast food, over to QSRs, quick serve restaurants. So companies like Mahana Fresh, which just signed a big deal with an NBA star, are starting to really come up. Teriyaki Madness, Wheat Chippy. Places like this that are doing quality food and are expanding, and then I'm seeing a lot of companies in the services space. So technology is coming into fast food. There's a company called Robot Lab, which does the front of the house and the back of the house for a lot of restaurants that people are buying to then be a service provider to restaurants, like sell shovels to the miners type business.
So are we going to get automated in this thing? Because I can't get Barry, who's 19, to ever come to work.
You're going to see that. Have you ever ordered on a kiosk at McDonald's? That probably replaced two or three full-time employees.
Wow. Well,
think about what California just did. They increased the minimum wage of fast food joints from $16 an hour to $20. Illinois isn't going to be too far behind.
Well, I mean, but okay, my big box now $15. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You just raise your prices. Well, I don't get it. Here's $20, but I can't hire you. And if I do, I got to charge $20 for the Big Mac. It does make sense.
That's right. Well, what ends up happening is high costs are the cure for high costs. Eventually, demand starts going down.
Yep.
People are going to go out of business, but there are going to be new jobs that are created. And inflation eventually subsides. It always does. But I think food prices are going to continue to stay high for the foreseeable future.
Hey, Nick, is there any way to buy a franchise, get into something under $250,000 or no?
There is. There's, 4,000 franchise brands out there. That's what we do at the franchise consulting company is we help people do an analysis of what's out there across 71 different industry categories, and there are options that range anywhere from $50,000 up to millions, but there are tons of options in that $250,000 range where you can make a great living and really control your destiny.
Okay, and again, I think you really honestly, seriously have to consider who am I going to get to work this, because usually if you own the franchise, you're going to work the front counter at some point because somebody's not coming to work these days.
That's right. That's where technology comes in. That's where you have to have better efficiencies. But that's what our country's known for. We always find a way out of any problem that comes up, and we'll find a way out of this one, too.
Okay, we've got Jimmy. Jimmy Johns lives here. Mm-hmm. He did live here. Sold the company. Is that still a hot franchise?
It is. It's a great sandwich, and they continue to make money. There are a lot of great brands out there. Look at all the great things that have come out of Illinois. It's one of the most fertile places for great concepts. You've got the National Restaurant Association at McCormick later on in May. And to any listeners that might have a restaurant or a business that they'd like to franchise, take a look at Franchise Genesis and grow your brand all across the country and across the world.
Nick Neonakis, it's Neonakis. How can people connect with what you're doing?
If you have a cell phone, type in 26786, that's 26786, and just write the word franchise. We'll send you a ton of information, including my best-selling book, The Franchise MBA. Franchise 26786.
You're going to send him a book?
I sure will. We believe in America.
Nick, nice meeting you. Appreciate the info today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Monday.
You as well. ESPN 93.5 from Miami, Florida this morning on the Tavern's Joint phone line, Nick Neonakis. All right, ESPN 93.5, quarter after 8, sports headlines.
Milwaukee beat the St. Louis Cardinals. The final was 2-0, and now they've got a series starting up against Arizona. It's a 6:45 start. Lance Lynn on the mound out of Busch Stadium. I had a few questions over the weekend about our bus trip to Busch.
Yep, June 22nd.
June 22nd.
Yep, it's San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. If you'd like to join us, text me BUS to the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255. We'll send you all the quick details and you can make a call. Got 10 seats left if you want to join us. We'd love to have you. June 22nd. Fancy schmancy, all suite bus, all the food and drinks are included.
That's right, and it's a 1:15 start, so essentially we'll leave from First Christian Church right off of I-57, off of Staley and Curtis Road, and that'll be around 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll get there, we'll enjoy Ballpark Village, first pitch, and then, you know, we could be home ideally around 7 or 8 in the evening that Saturday night.
Plus, the giveaway is a big ol'... Stan Musial
right.
Tumbler.
Exactly.
So you want to get in time to get one of those.
Absolutely. Miami beat the Cubs 6-3 yesterday. They've got the day off, and we'll gear up for the Houston Astros at Wrigley tomorrow evening. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Phillies over the Chicago White Sox 8-2. They're gearing up for a series with a 6:40 start at Minnesota. When it comes to local baseball, we had Parkland's, I think it was a 39-game winning streak come to an end with Danville Area Community College. And it looks like the softball team continues to win. They're at 46-4 on the season. So go Parkland Cobras. We had our Illini beating Northwestern 11-3. They've got Western Illinois tomorrow at 6. And Illinois softball beating Michigan State 6-3 yesterday. That series was split by our Illini then 2-1, and they'll have DePaul tomorrow at 3. Orlando Antigua is back. Congratulations to him. And when it comes to the Atkins Golf Club, University of Illinois over the weekend, Ryan Boyce was the big hero to help pull it out for that spring collegiate. Now we'll get ready for that Big Ten tournament, from what I understand.
Yep.
Go Illini.
I'm going to Columbus for the Big Tens for golf. Mm-hmm. Mike Small trying to win his ninth straight and 14 out of 15 of the Big Ten golf championships.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Orlando Antigua is a big deal for Brad Underwood and the Fighting Illini to get the top basketball assistant in America to come to Illinois. That's a very exciting event for Illinois basketball,
yes,
because of the contacts he brings and the potential recruits and portal people now. Yeah.
I love it.
Congratulations, Busey. Recognized among America's best banks for 2024 by Forbes. Third consecutive year, the organization has been recognized on this prestigious list. Ranked 40th overall, Busey was the second-ranked bank headquartered in Illinois. And all six Illinois banks are included on this year's list. In addition to being among America's best banks, Busey is honored to be recognized in Illinois as the best place to work, in Florida among the best companies to work for, and in Indiana as best place to work. Guess what? Go apply. From exceeding the needs of customers and colleagues to serving our communities, Busey Associates have shown unmatched dedication to our pillars for more than 155 years. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop into one of their many convenient locations or call 800-67-BUSEY or go to busey.com to learn more. Member FDIC. All right. Weather this morning with our meteorologist as we watch our week warm up. Meteorologist Greg Solier.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana vicinity, a little frost scraping in some areas early on this morning. Mostly sunny skies, a milder afternoon. Gusty southwest wind, as opposed to upper 50s yesterday. 65 today, right on target for the time of year. Increasing clouds for tonight, breezy, not so chilly. Late night shower chance low down to 47. Next cold front on the move for the day tomorrow. Some shower activity in the morning, scattered in the afternoon. The high about 59. Southwest winds will shift into the west-northwest tomorrow night. We've got about at 38. Sunshine and a cool Wednesday at 57. A frost patch here Thursday morning, down to about 36 there. 62 in the afternoon. We'll flirt with 70 and a couple of rain showers on Friday, and that'll be the story with windy, milder weather to warmer weather. A pickup in humidity and daily chances for a couple scattered showers and thunderstorms for the weekend and early next week. 78 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Still well in the 70s for highs a good part of next week, with mild overnight lows in the upper 50s and 60s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, if you'd like some free pizza from Jets, go to GhostSteever.com. That's our offer this morning. $50 to spend at Jets Pizza, GhostSteever.com. You get an email tonight after 8 if you're one of our winners. All right, we'll be right back. It is 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Express, the once popular mall-based fashion chain, has filed for bankruptcy protection in the U.S. and will close more than 100 stores. It operates more than 500 locations under the Express brand and other names. It has a buyout offer from retail investor WHP and two mall landlords. Bitcoin's price is higher, topping $65,000 after the cryptocurrency completed its halving event on Friday, which cuts the issuance of new tokens in half. Nissan Motor shares are losing ground after it lowered expectations for this year, saying car sales are softening. Tesla shares are down more than 1.5%. CEO Elon Musk has postponed a trip to India, and Tesla is also cutting prices again. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. 823, he's David Bambry, University of Illinois Alumni Association, the head guy. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. How are you this morning?
Good to have you back on the program. So when the sports teams do well, like the football team went to Florida the first year for Brett Bielema, everybody went nuts. Mm-hmm. How did it go with the Elite Eight? You had to just be slammed. That's awesome.
You know, it was unbelievable. It was such a great ride. What a great season and a great chance for, you know, our alumni and fans to get behind the team. And I was fortunate. I was in Omaha and then up in Boston, and the energy was just unmatched. So I can't wait for next year already and looking forward to another great season. Well, there.
You're going to get a lot of texts and emails this morning about Orlando Antigua, number one basketball assistant.
Yes.
That was here from Kentucky's back with us, and that's a big deal.
It really is, and, you know, we always tell our alumni to come back home, and I think Orlando's following that, even though I don't think he's an alum here at Illinois. I think he's following suit. He went away for a little bit, but, you know, he got right and came back, so we're glad to have him.
Not all alums, but they wish they could be, huh? Come on.
That's true.
It's great to talk to you. U of I Alumni Association stuff. What do you have on your radar? You had graduation? Is that kind of a big deal for the Alumni Association?
You know, it is. A lot of our partners on campus kind of run that more than we do, but, you know, we welcome, I think, 7,000 or 8,000 new alumni to our family this year. So we're obviously excited about that, trying to get them involved in a number of different ways, whether that's, you know, online. We've got alumni clubs all over the world. So I know with, you know, a lot of our folks going to, you know, Chicago, some of our big metro areas around the country, or even international. There's a lot of ways to get involved with a lot of those local clubs as well.
It's just nice to be in the network. Let's talk about the perks of being in the University of Illinois Alumni Association, David.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, for our newest graduates, they also get a first-year free membership. So we have our paid membership again, but they get all those perks for the first year for free, kind of a little bit of a trial period for us. And there's a lot of, you know, great benefits there. But then also things like Illini Link, our online mentoring and networking platform. We have over 10,000 users on that network at this point in time. And really what that's about is helping others, helping others find that next job, helping them move to a new city, get acclimated, all of those sorts of things. So those are just some powerful pieces that we have in place. We've got some continuing education opportunities as well. Two of those coming up in the next couple weeks here, one including Chancellor Jones giving an update of the university, and then another one on the 150th anniversary of the Alumni Association by one of our very own colleagues, Ryan Ross. So just a lot of ways to get involved and to stay involved with your university.
So how many alums do we have in your association? How many are members? Do we have that number?
Yeah, we've got over 55,000 life members. We're pushing that 60,000 total member number. And then we have 550,000 total alumni across the world. Mm. So we've inched over that 500,000 mark, and it keeps growing every single year.
But what's Penn State's flimsy claim? Right. Do they think they have more than us? I mean, of course.
They say that.
Yeah.
They say that. I don't know if I believe them or not.
No, we're number one, particularly when I get to say it. Hey, whatever.
Exactly.
Nice little campus you got over there, Nittley Knight. Anyway, it's David Bambury, U of I Alumni Association. I'm happy that there's a Jen Delavue Memorial Foundation. Tell me what's happened in May 9.
Yeah, May 9th, so very special time for us at the association, and I know for a lot of folks as well. So we're actually dedicating the fountain outside of Alice Campbell Alumni Center, right there on the east side of campus, to Jen in her name. She was the one who really started dyeing that fountain orange to kick off homecoming week. So we thought, what a better way to memorialize her than to dedicate the fountain to her. And it's also right outside the Alumni Center there. So we'll do that. We also have a scholarship set up in her name. That'll benefit either students and Student Alumni Ambassador, Illini-Thon, which is our dance marathon on campus, College of Education, or the Alpha Gamma Delta Sorority, which all were very near and dear to Jen's heart. And I know that, you know, she was so passionate about students and the education they get here at Illinois. But I know that would mean a lot to her to have that scholarship as well.
The Alice Campbell Alumni Center at 601 South Lincoln is such a great spot, too. And with that fountain, you see it in the background of some area schools doing their proms there or weddings. It's accessible to the community as an event space, right?
It is. It absolutely is. We welcome the community as well as campus partners into the space there. Our team does a great job of, you know, putting on events. We do hundreds of events a year, so we stay busy with that. But we also find that we can work with folks to find a date and time that works for them. So if you do have an interest, UIAA.org, there's some information there. Obviously, get in touch with us if you've got an event coming up and you feel like it'd be a good spot to host. We would obviously love to have all of our community folks join us there and experience the center and host an event.
I know typically we have October for homecoming, but there's this little thing called the 100th anniversary for Memorial Stadium happening with that Illinois-Michigan game in October. So it feels early for homecoming coming up in mid-September.
You know, it is a little early this year. I think we're all having, you know, a somewhat similar reaction, but just kind of the way the schedule landed this year, this one just, you know, made sense and worked for homecoming week. So homecoming will start on September 8th. That's when we really launch our events. We do that homecoming 5K, and then we do dye the fountain that day as well. That's the Sunday before. And then obviously a full week of events that we've really worked to grow over the years, culminating with the big game on September 14th. We'll play the other Michigan. We'll play Central Michigan that day. And I know Coach Bielema will have them ready to go.
Awesome. Well, I'd rather play Michigan Technical School for the Red Grange one. But I mean, they're the national champions, man.
I'm
not invited here. Leave. Anyway, David, we appreciate it. How can people connect with the U of I Alumni Association?
Yeah, UIA.org is the website. That's the best spot to gain all of our information. And then Illinois Alumni on social media. We're posting stuff, you know, every day, a couple times a day. So those are great ways to learn about everything that's going on.
Awesome.
So much good stuff, David Bambry. Thank you.
Go Illini.
Go Illini. And if you ever if you ever talk to Brett Bielman, he doesn't say ILO when he ends your ILO.
That's how he taught
us well. He taught us well. No, he got me doing it too. So go Illini and ILL.
Illini. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you all so much.
Thanks for your time. 8:30, time for Fox News on ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is back in court for opening statements at his criminal trial in New York City. Fox's Eric Schoen.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
Trump attorneys argue these were legitimate legal expenses. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case about homelessness.
The case involves laws that officials in Grants Pass, Oregon enacted, allowing them to punish homeless people for sleeping in public places. City officials, including in San Francisco, submitting their own briefs, asking the court to clarify how officials can respond to encampments.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks are higher to start the day and the week on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gail Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police concluding its investigation into the death of a student, Akil Dewan. Police say their investigation concludes the 18-year-old's death January 20th. An accident. Results from an autopsy showed hypothermia the cause of death, with alcohol intoxication as a contributing factor. It said that Dewan declined attempts to call a rideshare service to home. People driving around South Urbana during their commutes will find one intersection with a stoplight turned into a four-way stop. Intersection of South Lincoln Avenue and East Windsor Road has been flashing red for the past week. Public officials say the change is the result of a car hitting a light pole last week. The city of Urbana is still waiting for parts to repair the damage. Illinois lawmakers passing a plan last year to require fentanyl education in every high school. Now reps hope to pass a bill to require this instruction in junior high. Sponsors believe students in 6th through 8th grade should learn the differences between synthetic and non-synthetic opioid and illicit drug, as well as the variations of fentanyl. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Look at everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois on Champaign event and vicinity. Next in a string of cold fronts expected to make its way across the air the next 24 to 36 hours. A frosty start to the day in some areas this morning. We'll do it again here later tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. After that, a full-fledged pattern shift into a milder to warmer scenario and a steady rise in humidity and a couple of fronts nearby will at least generate almost a daily threat for some rainfall, but many a drier in between heading through the end part of the week, into the weekend, and much of next week, too. So some patchy frost around this morning, mostly sunny, mild this afternoon, 65, increasing southwest wind, not so chilly tonight, breezy with a late night shower chance, low down to 47, couple of rain showers tomorrow, morning and afternoon, breezy cooler at 59, sunshine back in here on Wednesday, a little patchy frost expected by Thursday morning, with highs at 57 on Wednesday, back to 62 on Thursday, up into the upper 60s, and a few showers on Friday, scattered showers, thunderstorms for the weekend, highs well into the 70s. For Stevie J, broadcasting editor, just Greg Solgan.
All right, Greg, thank you. ESPN 93.5. Mark Twain once said the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Because you expect the West Coast, warm.
Yeah.
I think one of the longest drives I've ever had was Saturday. I was supposed to go to Fisher, pick up some cookies. I didn't know where Fisher was.
What?
I don't think I've ever been to Fisher.
Really? They have a blast during their fair.
I expected, 10, 15, like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, where?
And it's Champaign County, I think.
Yeah, it's to the left of Rantoul on your map, but there's no real way to get here.
Right.
You have to go through the country. That's true. Go to 57, then turn left.
Yeah.
Past the Reindeer Ranch and all that. Anyway,
that's right.
It's a lovely bedroom community. I, for whatever reason, don't remember ever going to Fisher.
Mm.
So I found the house was through the country. It was just like, it was like 35 minutes. Anyway, I just thought Fisher was, how far can you drive in Champaign County? From A to B, what's the furthest?
True.
Just think if you're a deputy sheriff.
Right.
They go through some miles, don't
and
they?
And I think Pasodum is our furthest south city. And then you go into
Rantoul's north. Right, that's about
Douglas County in Tuscola.
Right.
So,
but to the left, you go to.
If you were to go from Pasodum to
past Mahomet is
Rantoul, that is a good
Farmer City in Champaign. I don't think
yeah.
so. That McLean County.
Oh, it might be
McLean County
DeWitt.
Or DeWitt.
Yeah,
DeWitt. That's correct.
So
you get to Mahomet, then on this side it's Ogden.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I was in Ogden yesterday.
So if you're driving from Ogden to Mahomet, that's a pretty good spell.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving from Rantoul down to Pasodum, that's probably...
Yeah, you're right.
So it's going to be a half hour, 40 minutes of point to point, I suppose.
But those cookies were worth the drive,
oh, boy.
Stevie. You had Riley being celebrated yesterday, the bride who's marrying one of your triplets, Christian.
Yeah.
And so fun to celebrate her at your place yesterday with a lemon... type a theme
yeah.
because that was her main squeeze
yep.
with Christian.
That's exactly right.
I loved it.
My wife Janet has just amazing talent on a lot of fronts, but organizing parties with unbelievable floral decorations that she invents and does is just
and the lemons throughout too.
Yeah, the lemons were in the bouquet.
Yes.
I wondered why we bought a crate of lemons. Well, that's why?
It and just, you had like a lemon that was sliced with little flowers sticking out of that
out of
at
that.
Each
no.
place.
Yeah, no, it's...
It just looks so beautiful.
You just have, I'll probably get some credit for all this, but I don't know why, because I don't do anything.
Well,
I help her, but she has the vision. She has all the talent,
right.
And I'm just a helper.
Right.
That's
but,
all.
But
that's
you're
all.
A key piece as a helper.
But I'm a worker bee.
Right.
I'm the guy that
the
helps...
Mr. Sneezelot of the
just,
event,
but
just
I
doing everything.
But as far as a party...
it
you
takes
know.
Some planning.
Well,
for
and,
sure.
and I don't
and,
know.
And Janet is wired like
she
that.
She just knows she's detail oriented.
Mm-hmm.
She's complete with her thoughts and ideas. She's way smarter than me. She's just really, really talented.
The ladies had so much fun, and I enjoyed Allison, your daughter-in-law, who's married to Nathaniel, with this this or that game. And I was going to ask you a couple of things.
They asked Riley yesterday at the bridal show.
Right. Okay. We were focusing, obviously, on the bride's answers, but she had a stand-up on which one we chose or which one we thought the bride would choose. Shop online or in-store? What would you
politically choose? Correct, it's going to be shop in stores, but
I think there was one person that said in store.
This is the problem we're struggling with in retail. Listen, if you don't have to leave your house,
right?
And it's amazing how quick stuff comes to your house.
Well, and it's fun packages.
I love shopping local, I really do. But when it comes to what I'm against. Is you intentionally going to Body and Soul, trying on shoes and ordering online to save
$7. That's right.
I'm told, I don't think that's bad form. But yeah, let's face it. It's the reason you see an Amazon truck every day in your life, about as often as you do a mail truck.
You're right.
It's just common. And they deliver on Sunday.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
So also, receive a hug or receive a compliment?
I think we need human touch. It's if you like being hugged.
That one was one that got a little chatter. I feel like Riley answered, rather get a compliment. Some people are better on, you know, verbal than contact these days.
Well, we did, no question. We did that thing at the nursing home for years. Mm-hmm. Hug club, where we went and touched people. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally and figured. We just went in and gave them contact. Because we've clearly seen through COVID, this messes people up. We're not meant to be isolated. And yet there are still many people that are isolated. It's just not what we're supposed to. We have to have human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to be any good if we don't. I'm a hugger, generally. So I prefer, I mean, everybody loves a compliment, no doubt.
For sure.
But that human touch, I think we're really drifting from all of that. And some people don't want to be touched. It's just fine. But
how about this one? Eat in or dine out?
I don't know. I kind of like eating in, but I like going to restaurants occasionally, but I can't do it a lot. I just, because it's going to be very healthy and all that stuff. We like making food and being around our table. So.
New or vintage?
Oh, I'm a newer guy probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, my whole gang was definitely firm on vintage. When I was out to eat last night to visit with the guys and hear about their weekend.
I mean, I bought a 1937 radio once because that was cool.
Yeah.
But
Time I see a radio, no matter where it is, garage sale, antique stores, I mean, I always get radios.
There's not a ton of them around now.
I know. That's why I grab them.
People having them in their homes is kind of.
And I'm thinking more of a transistor radio, and I feel like everybody should have one because what if the power goes out?
If you lose your power, you got your phone.
That's right.
What if you lose your Verizon wireless tower?
That's right.
I mean, there are a lot of things that it wouldn't be bad to have backups. I kind of think ham radio is still cool.
Yeah.
Because that's also something the government can't really monitor,
mm-hmm.
can't keep track of
My
all that stuff.
My husband's in the ham radio club.
I think
club.
It's cool.
They're a really active club.
Yeah.
The final one is never pay for groceries or never pay for clothes. What would you choose?
I would definitely pick never pay for groceries.
Okay, me too.
I don't.
But there were at least three at my table that said, what? I mean, imagine all the clothes, the outfits, the fancy dresses, blah, blah, blah.
Well, there's a reason.
Unlimited. I was like,
reason I'm on radio.
Exactly.
I have not, to my knowledge, received any calls from GQ. I'm trying to match socks, okay? I'm not. No, I could totally take the groceries on that.
359-2255. Ryan just says, Fisher loves Stevie J.
I love Fisher. The bunnies, I've always talked about the bunnies. Exactly. I don't think I can remember ever being invited to Fisher, except when Janet said, go pick up the cookies in Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just drove there, and I don't know why I thought they were Dewey or something, but Dewey's not very far.
Right.
Fisher's just a bit of a drive, and I just didn't know that.
The Fisher Bunny mascot, by the way, goes back to the guys used to wear the rabbit's feet as a good luck in their athletic event. People don't do that anymore. Whatever happened to that? I guess it's probably not PC to have a rabbit's foot hanging on a little chain, but I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen a rabbit's foot in a long time. 844 ESPN 93.5.
get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, it is coming up at 8:47. We check your morning sports. Diane's got the headlines.
Well, go Illini. Orlando Antigua is back. Stevie J working with Coach Brad Underwood. So is it recruitment and personnel development?
He just is good with big men.
Okay.
He got Kofi to come here. He's got people that he knows now that might be looking for a home. He's clearly one of the top basketball assistants in America, and he's coming to Champaign. He was here earlier when Brad started the resurgence, and he's back. And I think it's big news for Illinois as we continue to hope for deep runs in the NCAA tournament.
Lifting us up by a shot, Ryan Boyce was everyone buzzing about him at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois yesterday for that fourth win of the season. Now the Illinois golf team will gear up to go to Columbus, Ohio for the Big Ten men's golf tournament. We had the Illinois women beating Michigan State 6-3. They'll play DePaul tomorrow at 3. Illinois men beating Northwestern 11-3. They've got Western Illinois to wrap up their 9-game home stand tomorrow at 6. So go Illini. Milwaukee over St. Louis 2-0. Lance Lynn on the mound is Arizona's at Busch Stadium with a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. Miami over the Cubs 6-3. Day off today. Houston Astros tomorrow evening over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox were beat by Phillies 8-2, and they've got Minnesota with a 6:40 start. The Bulls are out. I hadn't mentioned the NBA action. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
He's part of the law firm, football star Keith Randolph, on why he chose to live at Pacifica on Green.
One, it's close to everything. They have the best landlord in Champaign. Well, this is like, she's like the mother of the apartment building. And it's really nice. It's brand new, nicely furnished. You know, everything's just nice. I mean, at least check it out. You know, the rents are very reasonable. There's a lot of additions into it. There's a game room, coffee room, yoga room. It's everything you want.
Visit PacificaOnGreen.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
My name is Greg Ward. I am a general surgeon at OSF. We can't prevent cancer. What we can do is find it earlier. And to do that, we do what's called screening. And there are different methods of screening. And the gold standard remains colonoscopy at this point. You can certainly call the office and we'll see within a week and have your screening done within a couple of weeks, because we want to get this done as smoothly as possible to lower the resistance and avoid the anxiety that can come along with screening. And that is a natural response, whether it's getting your mammogram arranged or getting your colonoscopy arranged. There's a natural tendency to stick your head in the sand and put it off because of the anxiety. But the fact is, fear is the biggest delusion in life, and there's no reason you don't just take the right action to help yourself out. Because we find a polyp, we can take it out before it becomes a cancer. We find an abnormal mammogram result and get the cancer out when it's still curable. And so that's the idea of screening.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. A little frost scraping in some areas early on this morning. Mostly sunny skies, a milder afternoon. Gusty southwest wind, as opposed to upper 50s yesterday. 65 today, right on target for the time of year. Increasing clouds for tonight. Breezy, not so chilly. Late night shower chance low down to 47. Next cold front on the move for the day. Tomorrow, some shower activity in the morning. Scattered in the afternoon, the height about 59. Southwest winds will shift into the west-northwest tomorrow night. We bottom out at 38. Sunshine and a cool Wednesday at 57. A frost patch here Thursday morning. Down to about 36 there. 62 in the afternoon. We'll flirt with 70 and a couple of rain showers on Friday, and that'll be the story with windy, milder weather to warmer weather. A pickup in humidity and daily chances for a couple scattered showers and thunderstorms for the weekend and early next week. 78 on Saturday, up near 80 on Sunday. Still well in the 70s for highs a good part of next week, with mild overnight lows in the upper 50s and 60s. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Better banking experiences start with local people and local decision making. Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. We are a locally owned community bank that has served the area since 1955. Fisher National is rooted in the communities we serve. We pride ourselves on providing financial resources that match or better the mega banks. We are your friends and neighbors who are involved in your communities and take a vested interest in seeing our customers thrive and prosper. Offering a line of rewarding consumer-centric deposits, home mortgages, small business banking, and agricultural lending. There are no compromises banking local with Fisher National. Our convenient online and mobile tools are second to none. We'll work hard to meet your financial needs and earn your trust. Learn more about Fisher National at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
All right, we will be back tomorrow and do this again. Can't wait to hear what Lonte, Derek Piper, and Kyle Toss say about Orlando Antigua, basketball assistant, the new one taking over for Chester Frazier.
Awesome. I'll
be looking forward to their thoughts. And then I have a really strong feeling that we're not just getting Orlando. We're getting a guy or two that he's really tied to.
Already had relationships with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality, service, and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Basketball star Luke Goody on why he chose Pacifica on Green as his place to live next year.
I chose this place because of the great management. Lisa does a great job and takes care of all the people that live here, regardless of who it is. The rooms are great. All the amenities are great as well, and it just feels like a family atmosphere around here.
Should other students tour at Pacifica on Green?
Whenever they can get in here, they need to, because it's great to see, and it offers a lot of great things that other places don't.
Book a tour at PacificaOnGreen.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home, and here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstilling.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All right, this is ESPN 93.5. Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. We're your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's time for...